evening.
Amen.
None other than our own evangelist, Lawless, will be bringing forth the word that's greater than a hearty, a godly amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
On God's word,
as I was commanded. See, this is an important step of getting to where God is bringing you to. See, God, in the process, God has something for us to do in the process. God has something for us to do while he's bringing us to where we need to be or where we want to be or where we're striving to get or what healing that we need. There's something important that we need to do. We need to obey the voice and the word of the Lord. So he said, I did what I was supposed to do in some way. I prophesied as he commanded. Because, see, a lot of times we say, pray for me, and we forget to pray for ourselves. Sometimes we go all day with a little headache, and I've been having this headache all day. I'm guilty myself. I've been having this headache all day. And then at the end of the day, I said, wait a minute. I could have been got rid of this headache. In the name of Jesus, Lord, by your stripes being healed, Lord. Just what God gave me, just how he gave me, together. We need to come together. Connect with God. Look what it said. It says this skin covered, and it said, but there was no breath in it. Ninth verse, it said, then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus said the Lord God. See, sometimes we got to remember the words of God. Sometimes we got to, when we're going through, we got to remember what God said, the word of God said, and we turn it and look and see where it said that by his stripes we're healed. And he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. We got to remember that scripture. We got to talk to ourselves sometimes. We got to remember what God told us. Now you know what the problem is sometimes. You know, sometimes I'll just tell myself, hold on, man, I'll tell him what the problem is. See, like Ezekiel, you know, hold on, let me get the name right. I'm going fast. He would, somebody help me, Hezekiah, sick unto death. Hezekiah is sick unto death. But one thing, when he turned his face to the wall, he didn't say, Lord, I know I haven't been praying like I should. Lord, I haven't been in your word like I should. Lord, I haven't been doing what I'm supposed to, but when he turned to the wall, he was able to say, Lord, I kept your word. Yes. Lord, I did what I was supposed to do.
Yes.
Lord, I walked up right. Yes. You able to say what he did. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, we hindering our own blessing because our prayer have to start off with, Lord, I know, but Lord, if you do this, we try to make these deals with the Lord. We make these vows with the Lord. What the word talks about, making vows with the Lord. Lord, if you just get behind this, Lord, if you just do this for me, Lord, I'm going to start reading more.
Wow.
I'm going to really back for my life. I've been tired. Lord, I'm going to start praying. Lord, I'm going to start fasting.
Yeah.
And then you can look at yourself and say, I did pray well, but wasn't into me, But something happened along the way. But we need to get it on track. We need to get our life lined up so when something does happen, we can do like Esther. We can do like that. We can turn. Lord, I've been doing what you say, Lord. Lord, you say it. See, it's something about how you can turn to God and talk to him about that. Lord, you say it. You say it, I will try. You say it, if I live right. You said if I do this, Lord. You said in your word, Lord. Now, Lord, I know you got that thing. I know you got to give it to me, Lord. You said I can ask. And it shall be.
Yes, yes.
So, Lord, look, it's in your hand now. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. That's the life we're supposed to be living. That's the life. That's how we're supposed to be walking every day. In our dead, dry season, or in our valleys, laying with the rest of the dry bones, we ought to be one of those walking around speaking to those dry bones.
Right.
If you had a dry bone on the side of you, just, I'm going to tell you, be on the tone, but you get on the dry bone, but you get on that for you to receive it.
Right.
Up to you to say, Lord, I'm ready to get connected to you. Lord, I'm ready to live. Lord, I've been dead. I've been sitting in the pews and I've been dead and dry. But Lord, I'm ready to live. I'm ready to live. I'm ready to live. Look at 10 verse. It says, so I prophesied as I could, as he commanded me. Again, look, he's saying it. I did just like he said. And the breath came unto me. Now hold on. Look. Something. He gonna tell you when God breath come upon you. Something has to happen. Now look what happened then. He said the breath came on. He said, and they lived. Now they didn't only live, but look what he said. And stood upon their feet. See, sometimes when the breath of God hit you, sometimes when the spirit of God moves on your life, you just can't sit down. You have to pop up and get on your feet. Sometimes when God gets a movement on the inside, and you start feeling good. You say, Lord, I just can't keep my feet. God, I just can't be quiet.
The Lord.
hope I said something to encourage you in the Lord.